Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Shani. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
56653.
That's 56653.
Correct.
Thank you. May I have your name, please?
Lila Kimmer.
Thank you. Could you confirm your address for me, please?
4821 County Road 72, Little Fork, Minnesota, 56653.
Thank you. And I have located the account here where you completed the sweepstakes offer to purchase the Dyson vacuum. Part of your terms and conditions.
I did what?
It's for the KitchenAid mixer that you did a sweepstakes offer.
I didn't buy no KitchenAid mixer or whatever.
This was done on April the 5th, where a sweepstakes offer.
Credit card here, and I have not bought any KitchenAid mixer. I have not, you know, I haven't received one either, so I was wondering what in the world this is.
Okay, well, a sweepstakes offer was done on April the 5th to pay the shipping for KitchenAid mixer. There were some terms and conditions upon paying that shipping cost, which let you know that you would be enrolled into Bites Hub, and that is a meal planning app that you download. It does help you to use real food to boost your energy and also cut sugar and carb cravings from your diet. So your account was charged $59.89. That is a monthly subscription charge.
I don't want this.
Okay, well, I can go ahead and reduce the monthly subscription down to $20 per month if you'd like to stay.
No, I don't want it.
Okay, well, I will go ahead and get the account canceled. This will prevent any future charges for you, and I can provide you with a confirmation number.
Are you going to take this off my credit card?
No, ma'am. I can only cancel out any future charges for you.
Okay, well, then I'll get a hold of Capital One, and they can take care of it.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, Capital One would not refund this charge. It's not a fraudulent charge. This is a valid charge. The most that I could do for you is a $54 refund. There is a $5 non-refundable setup fee for the app.
How can you do this? Where did it come from?
There were some terms and conditions listed with paying the shipping, and that's how your account was billed.
But how did you even get an account? How did you get my name and phone number and address and all that stuff? How did you get all that stuff? I never gave it to you.
Did you go online to complete a survey? And then once you completed the survey, it took you to a website to where you could pay in between $2 to $5 shipping for KitchenAid mixer?
Not that I know.
Okay. Well, as a one-time courtesy, I will issue a full refund for your charge. You should see that back in your account. It takes 3 to 5 business days. And I do have a cancellation number for you. Would you like to write it down?
Okay. I'm sorry, but I don't.
And just let me know when you're ready for the confirmation number.
Yep, I'm ready.
920-519-557.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, not that I know of.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer service. You enjoy your afternoon.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.